He is has been on the show before. He came on in February last year to talk about his book, Chinese Takeaways in 5, 80 of your favourite dishes using only 5 ingredients, but he's got a new book out. Welcome to the show, Kwoklin Wan.
Thank you very much, and thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. So this new book, 10 minutes, really? 10 minutes, do you think?
Yeah, you know what? It is possible. Don't get me wrong. I think the first time you try any of the recipes in the book, you're going to find that it's going to be over the 10 minutes. But once you've had a little bit of practice and you get into the flow of things, yes, you can do it in 10 minutes. I mean, I think all of us have wondered when we go into a Chinese takeaway or restaurant, why it only takes 10 minutes for them to prepare our food. And I'm hoping this new cookbook is going to show you guys just how easy it is.
Great stuff, great stuff. Now, for those that don't know, you are the brother of Gok Wan, and you come from a long line of restaurateurs. Was it your grandfather who opened one of England's first Chinese restaurants?
Yeah, so granddad came over in the 50s and opened Leicester's very first Chinese restaurant in 1962.
Wow.
So, I'm third generation.
Third generation. So is that how you learnt? Did you learn from your father and grandfather?
Yeah, very much so. I mean, we lived above the restaurant, so it was very much sort of like our weekends were spent helping mum and dad out in the restaurant. And then after finishing school at 16, I actually worked full-time for my parents. So.
Right, OK. So you're running the restaurant in Leicester?
Yes, that's right. Yeah, so I'm actually at the premises today, actually, funny enough. So.
OK.
It's quite a blast from the past. So, this is the restaurant that I learnt food cooking. So.
Crikey.
So it's quite nice, actually. So.
Well, I'm from Derbyshire, so from just down the road from you. So back to the book then. So there are the usual recipes that we know and love, like sweet and sour pork, roast duck in hoisin sauce and king prawn noodles. Did you have to make a difference in order to make them, you know, to get them to be done so quickly?
No, yeah, I guess what I looked at really was sort of like what ingredients we could buy that were pre-prepped, pre-minced, also as well the cooking method. So I tended to sort of like stir-fry the meats before, but stir-frying is great and it will cook the meat through quite quickly, but when you deep-fry, just like we do in Chinese restaurants, things are cooked quicker. So you'll see with some of the cooking methods are slightly different to my other books, purely because if you are sort of like against the clock, and you want to cook a really nice, tasty Chinese meal at home, and you are, you know, limited on time, this is how you can do it. And, you know, that's what I was looking at, really, when I was writing this.
Yeah. Yeah. And I know that you you also a presenter of your own cooking show. How can people see that?
Okay, so if anybody's got an Amazon Prime account, they can go to Amazon Prime Video and just put in Chinese Takeaway Kitchen, and my show pops up. I believe we're in Germany, we're in the US, we're in Australia, we're obviously England, so I think it is available in most territories. I also as well a Roku player, I believe, sort of like the show is available via Roku and quite a lot of the Samsung TVs now. So if you've got a smart Samsung TV, you can watch the show directly through your TV.
Great stuff. And I believe you're also a kung fu instructor.
Yeah, I've still got a kung fu school here in Leicester. I've been doing it for the last 45 years. So a long time now. And, you know, two passions in life, fighting and cooking. So I really do see myself as the original Kung Fu Panda.
Brilliant. And you very kindly offered to tell us how to make smoked chili chicken.
So this is a fantastic recipe. So you're going to need to cut your chicken into sort of like cube pieces. Again, you don't want them too big. You want mouth-sized pieces. Lightly coat them in corn flour. Drop them into hot oil for about 4 or 5 minutes. Pull them out of the oil, and then in a clean wok, or you can use the wok that you've just been using, just tip away the oil. You need to stir fry your chilies, your red peppers, and the garlic puree. Once you're happy that they're soft enough and sort of like, you know, they've been cooked and a little bit charred, because that's going to get that caramelization, pop your chicken back into the back in with the veggies, and then add your sauce ingredients. You're going to need a little bit of hoisin sauce, a little bit of the fermented chili bean paste. Some rice vinegar, and then just a touch of water. Now, the water's just going to help it become really saucy. Give that a quick mix, and within 7 or 8 minutes, you're going to have this fantastic smoked chili chicken dish. And it really is a knockout dish, and that's why I chose it. It tastes fantastic, and it's got one of my dad's favourite ingredients, which is a sweet chili paste.
Ah, great stuff, great stuff. And this is in your new book, yeah?
Yeah, so this is in 10-minute Chinese. Available now, I believe, all across the UK. I'm pretty sure that it goes out to the US later on in the year, and I think in Europe as well. And you should be able to get it in right across Europe in the next few months as well. So,
10-minute Chinese takeaway by Quoclin One. And do you have a website as well, Quoclin?
Yeah, so people just head to quoclinwan.com. You have to Google how you spell my name. But literally, it's just my full name and my surname, you know, first name and surname together.com. I've got loads of recipes on there. And also as well, there's links to the to my Amazon Prime show, links to my cookbooks, and my YouTube as well, because there are loads of videos on YouTube. So you get loads of free recipes out there for you guys.
Marvellous. Well, as always, it's been a pleasure to chat to you. Thanks for being with us today.
No, thank you for the invite.
Take care now. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.